The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Let's say a word of prayer. Let's pray this morning. I want us to pray. Just pray in the spirit a bit. Make sure you can hear yourself pray. I want us to concentrate on the Lord, asking the Lord for grace that today's service will truly be a great supply, supply to us individually, supply to us as a community of people, supply that which you have prepared, Lord Jesus, we receive help. Teko shia teke benda sibadenda la premenega bota imandos kive nemre menega dani anato shibabande lega itan tuate 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 itania nota sia telebranda. Connect me to the throne. Connect me to Jesus. That should be your prayer. Connect me. Connect me. Connect me. Connect me. Imalate. 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 Alapanto. Swatele. Armenenda. La breca. Cagianto. Lo brenda. Bere 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 shabaranta. Ratete capele berendo. Lo copanti ala. Ishamanati. Alla bramanagadali. Bavida da zate. Ile bondi. Ile balamanatiata. Shilbrande, 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 la primere cabal, Armenande anabala, Katia, tia, Katia, tia, cabala, Rebregarelli, Babida da Zanta, Yerebregarelia. I receive great supply. I am helped by Jesus. I am helped by Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. We say, amen. Open your Bibles with me to Psalm 103, verse 19. Says, the Lord has prepared His throne in the heavens, and His kingdom ruleth over all. God has prepared His throne in the heavens, and His kingdom ruleth over all. That time when God prepared His throne in the heavens, David was speaking prophetically and talking about what God did before the beginning of man. You see, the next verse, he began to talk about how God arranged the heavenly stratas, right? In this time, in this age, God is preparing His throne on the earth. God is preparing His throne where? On the earth. Since the day of Jesus, God has decided to rule on the earth. Abi, Jesus said to His disciples when they asked Him to teach them how to pray, our Father who art where? In heaven, hallowed be Thy name, Thy kingdom, the coming of His kingdom was what Jesus came to do on the earth. There is something that already happened in heaven, which is a prototype of what has to happen on the earth. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And that earth is you and I. Let's say amen. That earth is not Sabo, it's not Lokoja, it's not Abuja. That earth is you and I. God did not make a mistake. Do you know that God could have carved us out of rock? God could have carved us out of rock. We'll look stronger. To look as if it's... God could have taken leaves, matched it together, and built something or mold something that looks like what? Man. But God took us from earth. Took us from earth and breathed into us the breath of life. Then we became a living soul. So also, when When we believed in Christ, he gave us his spirit. That seemed to be a seed of what we'll carry in future. Hallelujah. Amen. The reason for the Holy Ghost is that we will become spirit beings to God, or will become like our Father. Amen. So I can say in this time, at this age, God is preparing his throne on the earth. God is preparing to rule on the earth. God wants to rule in men. God wants to rule in you. As wonderful as it is that you got born again, he is not yet ruling until he begins to reign. We have a king in Ondo, true of us. We also have a governor in Ondo, true of us. Who reigns more? Who reigns more? Is it the one who is richer that reigns more? No. He's the one who has authority, or higher authority. The one whose operation is wider. So God is not yet reigning if his operation only remains in our spirits. Or his operation is not far reaching in our soul. Until his operation is far and wide, he is not yet reigning. Let's say amen. The essence of Christ is to ensure that God rules and reigns. Something has ruled over us before. Let's go to Genesis chapter 4. Genesis chapter 4. Hallelujah. Can you read with me? Verse 1. Adam knew Eve his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. And she again bare his brother Abel. And Abel was the keeper of, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto his offering. But unto Cain and to his offering, he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said to Cain, why art thou wroth? And why is thy countenance falling? If thou hast done well, shalt thou not be accepted? If thou doest not well, what did he say? So where did sin come into this discourse? You see, somewhere there, if not that God interpreted his rejection, it would be as if God preferred Abel to Cain. But you see, there was a time when sin was just lying at the door. And unto thee shall be his desire. Thou shalt do what? From God. God did not ordain that sin should rule over us. But if you go to the teaching of Paul, Paul began to say, sin ruled from what? From Adam to who? To Moses. Sin still ruled from Moses to Jesus. Sin ruled over men. That should be Romans chapter maybe 3, 4, 5 thereabouts. You see that scripture there. Sin ruled over man. Sin ruled. But at the beginning, see, yo, at this point, sin was not yet ruling. He was just lying at the door. Just imagine that sin was like a stray dog before Cain's door. And where is the door? That door is not the door of his house. It's his heart. Sin had not yet entered into the heart of Cain. God wanted Cain to see that sin is around him, and he has the capacity to send sin packing. But Cain did not agree with God. He did not agree with God. Say he did not agree with God. Many times we don't agree with God. We don't agree with God. Cain did not agree with God until sin brought Cain down. If you go through the reading, you see, at this point, Cain had not sinned. But he was already fellowshipping with sin. Let's look at Revelation. That this law that sin took here is an everlasting law. Before spirits enter into men, they take time. They take time. You see Revelation chapter 3. Are you with me? This is to the church of Laodiceans. Revelation chapter 3. Let's take reading from verse 20. Verse 20. Say, behold, I stand at the door. And do what? And do what? So what was sin doing at Cain's door at that time? He was knocking. Knock is a level of fellowship. Jesus even gave the same commandment that we should do what? We should knock. Ask and it shall be given to you. When you ask, what are you doing? You are knocking. You are knocking. Sin was lying at Cain's door. And it was not just lying there for lying's sake. See what? Let's complete this reading in Revelation. And if any man hear my voice and open the door, I will do what? And we do what? And he with me. This is fellowship. This is fellowship. When Cain, at that point, was hearing it, when he said, sin lieth at thy door, sin was knocking, sin was talking, sin was showing Cain some things. Sin was discussing a life with Cain that was different from the life that God has shown Adam, and which Adam has used to raise Cain as his firstborn. But Cain was considering strongly what sin was saying. That's why heaven rejected his offering. Because his heart was already considering. Amen. Remember that in their realm, in the realm of the Father, in the realm of God, a heart, what goes on in your thoughts is louder than any action. Abi? Was that not the same reason they brought down Lucifer? He said, you said in your heart. You said in your heart. You took a thought and you concluded in your heart. But at this point, Cain had not concluded. He was still considering. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Christ is a walk. Christ is a work that God wants to work within us to make manifest the work of sin. We have all the years mastered how to commune with sin and how to live his bidding, how to do his bidding. When sin was discussing with Cain, it is that he will fellowship with him. If you fellowship with him, when Jesus said, I'm at the door knocking. If anyone hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and do what? It means sup is it, Abby. It means that Jesus had things to give. He's bringing in things, right? So also, sin has things. Sin has what? He has things. His things are his motions. His motions. Sin has thoughts. The real mystery of Christ are hidden in his thoughts. The mystery of Christ are hidden in words. Jesus began to say, if you are my disciple indeed, what will you do? You will continue in my word, or you will keep my commandment. Keeping commandment is how their commandment is their food. Is their meal. Is their pounded yam and ila asepo. You see the way you responded when you saw okra earlier? That was not the food you saw. It's not because you have not eaten this morning. You saw vegetable before that time. You did not shout. It was when you saw ila. For you to know that Ondo, that you are in Ondo, is not for fun. Ondo spirit is already... So you see the pounded yam and ila to an Ondo man. It's not a cheap food. It's not a cheap food. Amala. Anabula. To an Oyo man. It's not cheap. What you enjoy is not just the taste of the food. It is a call back to your nature. Is it wrong? No. I just want us to understand that there are things in us. I said there are things in us. Satan has kept his things in us for a long time. Being born again does not just remove those things. Christ is a work that is the way they wrote that code, Christ, is to deal with those works in us. Without Christ, they can't solve the issue of sin. Sin is not just fornication or lying or cheating or fighting. What are the other works of the flesh? Remind me. Malice. Killing, backbiting, envy, all those things are not just the sin. Sin, gone, sin, the real sin, is one thing very deep in us. It's called nature. It's in our blood. And that's why Christ could not reign until his blood, until they finished writing that code in his blood. The end of that code is that blood must be shed. If Christ did not die on the cross, hello? You know, Christ was already teaching God before he went to cross. He was teaching the things of the kingdom. He was expounding the things of life. But that energy could not really work until the blood was spilled and the blood had contact with the earth. You see what they call earth? Immediately that blood touched earth, God was availed. Because man will also be redeemed. He is earth. Let me tell you, there's nothing you do that Christ cannot redeem. There's no sin you have sinned before you met Jesus. You know, some people feel that they have sinned too much. Hallelujah. You have aborted 2 months pregnancy. You have aborted 3 months pregnancy. In fact, some people have aborted 5 months pregnancy. It's possible. Pregnancy, a baby that is already formed, they abort it. I heard of a story of a woman here in Ondo, I was in secondary school, whose daughter hid the pregnancy successfully for four or five months. She said, over a dead body, will she born that child, say. Carry the child to hospital. Say, remove the baby. Even that woman can also be forgiven. That work can be undone. So, because, you see, that action is not the problem. It's ability to take it. You know, in Christ, they begin to estrate words that it's not that you did the action that is the sin, it's that you took the thoughts. That is what charity does. Your ability to take a thought of envy, and then you not only take the thought, you are agreed with envy. Do you know that all of these things, when you say, these things are spirits, they are all spirits. You took the thought of envy, you took the thought, you agreed, then you now took action from envy. The real sin that God is not happy with is not that you envied, is that you took the thought. Is that your nature can still take that thought. It means you can still fellowship with Lucifer. Uh-huh. You see, that's where the trouble is. That's why God was angry with the children of Israel. You come close to me with your mouth, but your heart, what you fellowship with, are not my things. And that's why until Christ becomes something you fellowship with, you eat, you sup. You sup. We must learn to fellowship with him. And that's why we are stressing streaming. Why are we stressing streaming? Is it so that we can say, plenty of us stream though. That you don't only sup when you come to church on Sunday. You sup in the morning when you take morning prayer. Morning prayer can be a supping time. And morning prayer can be a sleeping time. You stream, but you slept. You woke up once in 5 minutes, once in 10 minutes, once in 7 minutes. You are not supping. Nothing is leaving you to Jesus. Supping is that, if I meet Jesus, something should leave me. My trouble should leave me. At least small should leave me. And that's why we bring in our faculty into fellowshipping. Hallelujah. And that's why when Jesus came, before he started walking, he chose 12. That they will be what? That would do what? Be with him is fellowship. The first reason Jesus took you is that you fellowship with him. Let's say amen. Hallelujah. 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 The giving of the Holy Ghost is to ensure that every time you can fellowship. Are you in the taxi? You can fellowship. Are you in the toilet? You can fellowship. Are you cooking? You can fellowship. Anything you are doing, you can fellowship. Go to Joel chapter 2. This is God's intention, that every time of the day, he can have free entrance into you. Hallelujah. Amen. How many husbands like that anytime you want to have intimacy with your wife, you have to pay money? Your single brothers, wave your hand to Jesus. Do you want me to give you a sister that anytime you want to be intimate with her, you have to pay money? Only small money, it will not be plenty. Do you like that type? The answer is no. Abby? But why is it that Jesus must have to pay money each time to enter us? We kickstart. Before they fellowship with you, they will talk, they will beg. Come and pray small now. Pray small now. You will pray small. You remember your phone. You quickly check message. Inside prayer. Some people even stand up from the prayer and go and quickly do something. And then forget that they were praying. You know that if you were praying, you stood up to do something. And that you came back. No, you came back to the prayer. And Holy Spirit say, you really have me in mind. Have you been making a call before on WhatsApp? You have been just talking with your very good friend. But after a while, another call came in. Abby? And the network went bad. For 5 minutes, you tried. Did not enter. You tried. And then the person called back after 7 minutes. Sorry, I was on a long call. How do you feel? This discussion we are having is important to this person. Right? We must use Holy Ghost well. Our Holy Ghost is not for fun. Amen. It's for connection. Say connection. So you read with me. Verse 28. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall do what? Shall do what? Shall do what? And your old men shall do what? That dream is still from prophecy. It's still from what? Because it is sons and daughters that will become old men. His sons and daughters that will be what? That will become old. Old is not in age. Old is aged. Old is not in natural age. Old is in maturity. Shall dream dreams. And your young men shall do what? see vision. You see, they are putting age to this thing in the spirit. We must learn that we must move from one age to another. Let's say amen. Amen. So the essence of the ghost of Jesus is to ensure that his things are free to us for fellowship. And the essence of fellowship is to take nature, sin nature from us. Is to take sin nature. And that's why the gospel of charity in this season is not something we underplay. Let's go to 2 Peter chapter 1. Are we together? Are we being blessed? 2 Peter chapter 1. Daddy has been reading this scripture. Let's take reading from verse 1. Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you. Through what? Hallelujah. Through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. There's something that the knowledge of Jesus is to give. They will not say grace and peace be multiplied if they've not given grace and peace before. This knowledge is not the first time a soul is coming in contact with it. It can only be multiplied what has been given. Hallelujah. And they give grace and peace. Grace and peace came through Jesus. The first thing that Jesus gave is what? Is grace. Is grace. Say grace. When grace comes, it's because knowledge was obtained. Knowledge gives grace. Knowledge gives grace. The first work that God does in every soul is to do Christ. Say, do Christ. Daddy taught us 2 weeks ago and said, Christ is a work. Christ is not just a person. He's a work. He's a work that was worked first in Jesus. And you shall call his name Jesus. They didn't say call his name Jesus Christ. He became Christ by the workings of the Father. He was not born Christ. He was born. Just a child that they called Jesus. Until he became Christ, he could not start fulfilling that name. Why am I stressing that he became Christ? So that you know that you too can become Christ. Let's say amen. Amen. Say, I can become Christ. The Father believes that if he can walk Christ in Jesus, he can work the same thing in you. I like the contribution that was given during the morning teaching. That when a thought is archived, is written down, it can be transferred perfectly in perfection without losing any parts. If I do an experiment now and I tell Pastor Shegun something and say Pastor Shegun should tell Pastor Fola, and we should do that to 50 persons. You can be very sure that what I told Pastor Shegun is not what the 50th person will tell me. Why? Because word spoken has high probability of change. Why? The faculty of the person that spoke it has to be met with the faculty of the person hearing it. And that you have heard, it still has to go through interpretation for the person to say it out again. You see that journey? Plenty things can happen. I say plenty things can happen. But when it is written, it is set. It is what? Set means it is arranged the way they want it to be. That's why Christ is a knowledge that God used Paul to archive. God used Paul to archive that knowledge. And other apostles came to read that archive and they got the life that was in that archive. Let's say amen. Amen. Christ is a knowledge, yet is a power. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Let's take it from verse 17. For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to do what? Preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of what? None effect. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but to us which are saved. What is it? Can we say it again? It is the power of God. It is the power of God. The gospel of Christ is power. That power is gotten by knowledge. When you say you know Christ and you don't have his power, you don't know him. The gospel of Christ is of effect because of the cross. Without the cross, the gospel becomes of none effect. And Paul was very careful. He was very careful that the gospel of Christ must not be made of none effect. If Paul was saying it, it means that it's possible to preach Christ without the effect or without the power. Christ is made of effect when his cross is preached. And what is his cross? His cross is the mystery. Is the mystery of how God can turn earth to spirit. Let's say amen. Amen. Earth can become rock. In fact, the way man fell from being a living soul. How do you know that living soul is rock? Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Man was made a living soul. Living soul is not earth. Or living soul is not earth. Living soul was a measure of spirits. He was made earthy, not earthly. Earthy, not earthly. They are different. Earthly is carnal. Earthly is very low level of God knowledge or receptance of God knowledge. But Adam was not made like that. Adam was made a living soul. That living soul is a spirit. Is a very small measure of spirit that God put in Adam. And that spirit has capacity to upgrade. But what happened when he died or when he fell? He fell from being a living soul to what? To flesh. To what? To flesh. He became carnal. That means that he became carnal means that he began to listen to his emotion to take decisions. He fell to flesh. You will see that in Genesis chapter 6. He became flesh. He began to take decision or live by his will. The will was not the first place of living. It should be the spirit that man should use to live. But man fell to that place where his will now tells him how to live. I want to. I like to. I don't like to. I don't want to. And that was all man's life. And God said that is evil. God said it is what? It is evil. Said the imagination of his heart is continually evil. Because man, without God, will just say, this is what I like, I do it. This is what I don't like, I don't do it. Whether God says it or not, it's not my business. Man was not like that before. It is possible to be born again and all about our life is still what I like to do, what I don't like to do. And that's why the Lord must raise all our families here, godly families. Let's say amen. Amen. What is a godly family? A godly family is a family that uses God to live. It's not where they do morning devotion. You can do morning devotion and the will of God is not being done. You see, Jesus said, thy will be done in earth. Yes, the essence of Jesus is that God's will is always done. Amen. Amen. So when we began Christ, they gave us the Holy Ghost. They gave us the Holy Ghost. And that Holy Ghost cleanses us from a level of sin. Amen. Before you became born again, when you lie, you don't feel bad. Even if you know it's lie, you tell yourself, it's a white lie, it's not that bad. Abi? But when you are now born again, your conscience is awoken to say, no, you are now a child of God, you should not lie, you should not do this. The Holy Ghost in you begin to wash you, begin to cleanse you. Hallelujah. That level of cleansing is called water. Say water. Without water, we are not made clean. It is water they used to wash us. Jesus said to his disciples, he said, the words I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. Before they became spirit, it was first water. You don't have spirit without water. It is water that converts to spirit. I said it last time here that was why the first miracle that Jesus did is turning water to wine. Because that's what his father was teaching him. How to turn water to wine. That was what Jesus was learning. That it's possible for water to be turned to wine. When you hear Jesus as water, the doctrine of the Holy Ghost, of how to deal with these works of the flesh that is made manifest. Works of the flesh made manifest is water. It's water. They used to clean that one. They used to wash you. Ephesians chapter 5 give me verse 25. Husbands, love your wives even as Christ did what? And gave himself for it. The giving is not just his dying on the cross. Each time you hear Jesus, the first thing he does to you is that he should do what? He should cleanse you. Say amen. That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. That was why Jesus, when he was going to go to the cross, and brought out water and said, I want to wash your feet. He wanted to do a higher commandment. But Peter rejected. And said, no, you will not wash my leg. Oh, you won't wash my leg. When Jesus said, you will not be a part of me, say, wash my head. Jesus said, no, you are already clean. Why are you already clean? You are already fellowshipping with what I have been saying to you. You are already agreeing with me. So those words I agree with is already washing you. But there is another level of washing that must be done. And that washing has to be done by another to you. Not just by Jesus alone. Jesus did it as a symbol and gave instruction. And that you must begin to do it for yourselves. So the essence of church is that we learn to wash one another's feet. That we must have water. Say, I must have water. We must all have water. You must be able to hear word and turn word to water. Turn word to water. Retain water in your vessel. Because as you are, you have some gallons of water in your body. Hallelujah. As you are seated there, you have some measure of water. If you don't have a level of measure of water, do you know you will die now? People die from dehydration, right? Somebody can just die because the water level dropped below normal. That's why, brethren, we must learn to convert words to water. To water is that you are thinking on those things you heard. As much as you think on them, you fellowship with them, you converse on them, you are turning word to water. And when you have water, when water becomes full, it turns to spirit. See John chapter 3, verse 3 and 5. The first thing they do is that when we get born again, they give us water. Except a man be born again, he cannot see. So you are born again so that he cannot have water. Verse 5 now say, well, after you have seen, it means you have water. Then you will not be born of that water. Wait, you can have water and you are not yet born of it. You can see, oh, they have washed your eyes. When they wash your face, you will see, right? But until you are born of water, born of water means that you are baptized into that water. It's now your identity. The measure of water you need to wash your eye to see is not as much as the one you need to be baptized into. True or false? You may have seen the kingdom, but you have not heard enough for entrance. Which means you have not continued. As you continue in that same water, then the water will multiply. The water will do what? When the water multiplies, it becomes your identity. You are baptized in it. The distance between water that is full and spirit is very slim. You can't have full water and you are not yet calling for spirits. When water is full by itself, spirits will come. Hallelujah. Amen. If not, they will not say water and of spirit. They will just say, will say born of water and then born of spirit. You know, they can separate it, but they didn't separate it. When you are born of water and you continue being born of water, means that you now have the nature of water. You can't stick being around dirty any longer. You are not okay with sin. Born of water, you are not okay. Eh? Some of us, you have now gotten to that place where when you say something wrong to somebody, in you it was not really wrong, but the Holy Spirit can say, go and say sorry. Go and say sorry. That is because your water is responding. Your water is responding. You are not okay again, even if it's not really sinful. Maybe this person was not really okay. Maybe the way I said it, have you seen that? That is water. And as you keep doing that, spirit is not far. Spirit is not far. You know, I was discussing with someone, I said, my problem is not that this happened or you did this. It is that until I called you to explain to you, you didn't see it. Amen. Somebody has done something wrong. Then I saw it. And I called. I said, this thing you did, this and this is not okay. You know, some people immediately they will take the correction. Some people, you have to explain very well. It's because their water is low. The water level is very low. Dust has covered their eye. So you explain, you have to wash. You explain. Some people, 1 hour, you are still explaining. They will give another reason. Dust, Tini. It's dust. But some people, as you say it, wow, I didn't know I was wrong. Have you seen why God appreciated David so much? Let them not just say he's wrong. Once David knows that it's the Lord that says he's wrong, what will he do? As a king, imagine the issue he had with Beersheba. You know, somewhere there, David's conscience must have been judging him. If he's not for conscience, why did he kill Uriah? Or why did he even call him from the battlefield? It was conscience, Abi. But he could not surmount that one. Uriah got killed. That's, he has deadened the level. You see, step one, step two, step three. Then they sent Nathan to come and say, go and tell him that story. They started the story, continued the story, ended the story. David no see. Oh. David did not see. But immediately they say, it is you, O king, you are the one, you are the one. It's David's response that touched me. And David said, I have what? He knew that he sinned before now. Did he not know he sinned before? But now, to acknowledge it to a prophet, I hope you know that Nathan was not the only person there. Shame, right? For a king to acknowledge sin, Saul got here and goofed. And said, I know I've offended. Just turn back with me. Let people not say, Are you seeing that? All these things are what Christ has to judge. Many of us, you don't go close to pastors so that they will not see you. You know, there is nobody who will be clean without washing. Hallelujah. I say nobody can be what? If you are not washed, you cannot be clean. And there are some level of cleansing that you can't do for yourself. Carry Bible, listen to message. It will still not clean you. Somebody has to hear. Say, confess your faults one to another. When you do that, you activate an energy in Christ. It's called power of God unto salvation. Without that power, you will have knowledge, but you will deny the power. Church is a place that water should be plenty for washing, confessing fault one to another for the purpose of cleansing. For the purpose of cleansing. And that's why charity is something that the Lord is stressing this season. It is because we want to come to charity, that's why they have to add to our faith virtue. Are you seeing that? The purpose of that adding is charity, oh. It's charity. Faith is not just faith. Faith is faith when it becomes charity. The essence of faith is that it becomes a man. Say it becomes a man. The reason why we are born is so that we can become sons to our God. And until they do the work of charity, until they do that work of charity, they don't see themselves that they have worked in us. That is the first work. Let's say amen. Amen. When we say we have come to spirit, is when we have come to a point where we are constantly using water without thinking. That's you say now is you have come to spirits. Is that you use water, you are not even thinking. I used to give this analogy. The first day you give a baby water, it will shock him. There's no baby you give water to the first time that will say, it's milk they take like that. When a baby take milk for 4 months, 6 months, only milk, then you give water for the first time, like, what is this? Where did you bring this one from? That is how our soul behaves. When they start giving us water for the first time, church, you want him man pay you kilo come and che one gun kilo che. Our church la na, our church leni it's okay. It's because it's the first time you are taking water. You are a believer. You have been taking milk. Milk is sweeter than water. Abi, but what water we do, milk we not do. Because you need water because you have to start eating meat, right? You have to start eating food. They want to now introduce it to food. In this season, we'll use water. Say, I will use water. In using water, they take some valuable things from us. Water, we take some valuable things. If they don't take those things, and those things that are called valuables are the things that sin gave to us, that became, you know, when you have kept something for a long time, it becomes a valuable. Right? You see people, they'll say, this ring is for my great grandmother, the one my five grandfathers ago used to marry my fifth grandmother, Abby. It becomes a family treasure, right? Not because of its worth, because it has stayed long. We have kept sin for a long time. There are some things that are in us that have become valuable. And until they give us plenty of water, we will not have capacity to relinquish. And even if we have taken water, when they are taking those things, what will we be doing? We'll be crying. And that's why they have to turn water to spirits. It is in spirit that the thing will not pay you too much. If they don't turn us to spirits, they won't take those valuables because they know that we will cost them. They didn't bring Job to that point until he was already qualified to be a son. You know, some of us don't like reading the book of Job. If not that they wrote Job in the scripture, some people do believe that maybe he's not a Christian, he's not a child of God. No child of God should go through such trauma. But in Christ, cross becomes light. Cross becomes what? Light, not brightness. Cross loses weight. It becomes commandment is less weighty. Instruction is less weighty. But if they don't bring us to spirit, to the spirit of the word, instructions will always be difficult. We always be very difficult. Doctrine will be hard to keep. It will not be easy to keep doctrine. Doctrine of come early to church will be very difficult. We explain it. Ordinary be early to church will be very hard. How many of us know it can be very hard to be in church on time? You can get to work early. In fact, if you're a unit leader now, some of the reasons why some people have not joined functional units is unit leader can come or see me. Nobody should talk to me. You are a child of God, but you cannot yet take instruction. You cannot yet, you have not yet become spirit. Instruction has not become spirit with you. The Lord will help us. Let's say amen. Amen. Let's see John 13 verse 5. In this season, we must become something that when God sees us, he knows that we are for him. Say for him. Say we are for him. Because it's possible to be in Christ. And after a while, you become offended. Become offended. I like this verse 5. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with towel wherewith he was guarded. Charity is the way heaven comforts us in our journey. If we don't come to charity, we'll be offended in Christ. Jesus said, he said, blessed are those who are not what? Offended in me. If we don't come to this operation, we will be offended. It's not how much you like Jesus when you got born again. Do you know that some people start their marriage with so much love? And they were not faking. But give after 2 years, after 4 years, after 5 years, this woman or this man does not want to see his or her spouse again. Why? Offense. Offense. You love Jesus today, you can be offended if you don't journey to charity. I used to give this example of a woman I met a long time in church. She's still in church today. That time, it just started in Ondo when armed robbers began to operate, not midnight. I don't think it just started. It just happened that she just got a new car. She was using a very small car before that was always giving her trouble. Then God provided for her. She saved, and got a Tokumbo, which was very okay. Somebody came to her house one day, knocked around 7:30 in the evening, in the early night, knocked on the door and pointed gun to a child that came to open the door. Yes. I said, give me the car key. And the child quickly ran, brought the car key and gave the person, and the person drove the car away. She did not come to church for like 3 months. Where was Jesus? You say her. Don't say how. Don't say her. Because in every one of us, there are things that can happen to us that we can get offended to God in. In church, you can be offended. If we don't journey to charity and learn the operation of putting your feet down for another to wash, and you wash another person's own, you can be offended. Anybody can be offended. Anybody. Hallelujah. That's why the doctrine of brotherhood. You know, in charity, you get to brotherhood. Abi? Brotherly kindness. Friendship and brotherhood is not something you play with. If you know the thought that Satan have towards you, they are not thought of good. They are of evil. To bring you to an end that even you and God is not expecting. Yes. The thought that Satan has towards you. You need brothers. Even Jesus got to a point and said, I call you no longer servants. But what? But what? In church, there's that thing that say, oh, let everybody go to church. En Shadura, Kashami, Kosija and church. Ah, Ijawa. Ijapo. Because without that hija, offense is waiting 25 years away. Because the day that Sister Teresa's son will come and tell you, Mommy, I think so and so person is the person I'm looking, trusting God for a marriage. Go bad. Well, yeah, pray. Let's pray more. And you too, you are convinced. And you go and meet Brother Thaddeus. And Brother Thaddeus said, no, my son will never marry your daughter. Your son will never marry my daughter in this church. No way. He can offend you. All you and your son is already praying. Then you hear next Sunday they have announced the sister to another person. Church in here. Kilo ti ma se won. Eh? You are not offended today. You can be offended tomorrow. Friendship and brotherhood is one doctrine that must become established in our midst. Let's say amen. Amen. Water is not only pastors that carry water. It's not only pastors that are supposed to carry water. All of us are supposed to carry water. Say, I should be water man. You should have water. Somebody should bring the thought of envy to you and you have water to wash it. Some of us don't even know that thing that you are saying now is because you are already envious. That thing you told Sister Thaddeus, that thing you told me yesterday, let's pray more about it. Don't take action yet. Let's pray. It's because you have water. Some of you know you don't have water. Somebody will come and add this dust to your own dust. Well, one time, man, they have sect in that their church. Oh, repair only bash man carry a mocha. That's where they greet themselves. When they say, hey, but go and greet them. Somebody told me one day, say, Pastor Favor does not greet me. She does not answer my greeting. Pastor Favor does not answer my greeting. I say, hey, Nicole man, let's say she man bar me sorrow. They don't like me. I say, ha. Are you sure? He said, I'm very sure. I said, you know what will happen? Greet her again and come and tell me. He said, hey, well, mommy, mo too king one want to damn me alone. So I called Pastor Favor. I said, so and so person said, you don't used to greet her. I said, ha, did she greet me? I said, yes, she greeted you. I said, do you know that when you greet, you should greet the person. Let the person see your eye. That time, Pastor Favor, just greeted her. Hey, she's only seeing Jesus. And you know, this person was so pained that Pastor Favor is somewhere. Pastor Favor, and I said, this person greeted you so and so time. Do you remember? I said, I did not see her. I said, you know what happens in church? For the past 3 months, you have been trying to greet somebody that did not see you. It's possible. So when we greet, daddy has told us, when we greet, what should we do? Hold somebody. Let the person feel your warmth. It's not kana. Even if it's just an handshake, make it count. How are you? I respond, I am fine. Just that can encourage another believer that Jesus has not forgotten. When we do, is the person that you not remember that greets you, that you will notice that he has been wearing one shoe to church for the past 6 months. Let me tell us, all these things of washing is not just that, is not just correction. Washing is attending to the other by the Spirit. You can pick it that your brother has not been. I called Pastor Dixon over the way. I said, this person has this issue. Say, I knew it. I knew something was, the glow was not there. The last time I greeted this person, I didn't see the glow I normally see. Some of us, you know, they see any glow. You see no glow. Even in your wife, you don't see glow. You see, now that sister in church, you will notice that she has not been happy for the past 2 days. In church, Satan can kill somebody in our midst here, and none of us will know. We need plenty water. Amen. Amen. We need to see Jesus in our brother. It's possible to have been cleansed at a level and then you are not cleansed in another level. Philippians chapter 3. Let's look at that. Verse 12. Not as though I already attained, either were already perfect. But I do what? You are not reading with me. I follow after. If that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have what? We must know that we have not fully attained what we should attain. To feel that you are okay now, is death. Death already has covered your eyes. There are perfection in different levels. Perfection should be continuous. In our journey, we should continue. I count not myself to have apprehended, but this is one thing I do. For forgetting those things which are behind, some level of perfection, forget it. Some level of overcoming, forget it. And reaching forth to those things which are before. Something should always be before you. Else, once there's nothing before you again, you're already stagnated. Your journey has paused. I press towards the mark. Say the mark. For the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us, therefore, as many as be what? Are you seeing that? We must be seeking to be better every day. At a level, you had money to buy things for brethren. Beautiful. That's not your peak. You that bought something, you were open with your money. You may not be open with your thoughts. You may all finish a business idea, take the business, finish it in yourself, you tell nobody. But if they ask support for anybody, you are the first to give. You are not yet perfect. Let us, therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus what? Minded. This is the kind of mind that should run us. Something should always be before you that you want to achieve. Something should always be before you. Forget those things that you have achieved. Else, those things that you have achieved will keep you from achieving the things that you should achieve. The Lord will help us. Washing the brethren's feet is not an easy task. I like the scripture that says that those that, if you discover somebody has faults, you in the spirit of what? Meekness, restore such. Oh, Jesus, give us that heart to like to restore. Some of us, you don't like to restore, but Daddy said some time ago, he said that you saw the fault in your brother means you should do something about it. My brother is very stingy. What have you done about it? Other than tell pastor. Don't tell pastor alone. Pray about it. Pray. Trust God for help for your brother. Say, brethren, if any man be what? A man is a brethren. A man is a brother. A man is a sister. Any of us can be overtaken in a fault. Ye which are what? Spiritual. Restore such a one in the spirit of meekness. Look at all. Say, considering thyself. How to consider, to know that I too I can be like this. Oh, when you know, you will temper justice with mercy. That is how Christ can reign in our midst. I said it earlier, we can be in Christ and Christ is not reigning. Just like at a point, sin was lying at the door of Cain. Christ can be at your door knocking and you have opened the door to him. You must eat with him, you must sup with him, you must fellowship with him, and you must continue in that fellowship. Because it is not done until it is done. Say amen. Amen. We must journey in the doctrine of Christ until it becomes a law. Spirit, we can also say spirit is a law. Spirit is that the law has been written in us completely. Completely. You must consider that Jesus should not be your only friend. The only person I trust on this earth is Jesus and myself. No, you can't be like that. If the reason Jesus saved you, then the day you got born again, he should have caught you up to be with him. Right? Say, the day you just got born again, they catch you up. No, then you got born again and then you were added to the church, such as should be saved. Open up yourself to the church. The church. The church. The church is not just pastor alone. Visit somebody. Invite somebody to visit you. Let me say it at this point. Don't visit opposite sex. I'm saying it now. Sin is interpreting it in somebody's mind. You brothers, don't go and visit sister. I want no man to call you a visitation. Yeah? Don't go and visit sister alone. If you need to visit a sister, visit with the company of another brother and with the knowledge of your pastor. Else, sin lieth at your door. When sin is giving you suggestions, learn to open it up. We don't visit opposite sex here. A sister cannot go and visit a brother at home. In fact, a married brother cannot go and visit a married sister at home when you know her husband is not in town. Sin light at your door. Don't go to the sister's shop. You went to her shop. The place is open. What are you looking for, dear? Start from your Jerusalem. Even Jesus started from Jerusalem. Jesus could have started from Africa, right? But he started from Jerusalem. Let your gospel start from Jerusalem. Buy a gift for your own sex. Your own sex. Buy a gift for your brothers. Brother, how many brothers have received birthday gift from other brother? Is it impossible to buy a birthday gift for a fellow brother? Say you don't want to fetch water inside a basket. You are a thief. You are a thief. I'm robber. Sister, any brother that buy gift for you that has not bought for another brother before, let me tell you, that gift will stop the day he marries you. Any love that the brother, that brethren have not used for other brethren, for the sake of Christ, is selfish love, is lost. How to purify your love is use it for brethren, for with Christ's law. That's how we form Christ. To form Christ, Paul said, "My little children, of whom I travail in birth." It's not in prayer they travail, it's in doctrine. It's not in prayer. Paul labored in doctrine. Talk about almost everything. Abby? The labor of formation of Christ should not be your pastors alone. Abby say, Brother Tobechukwu should be like this now. Brother Tobechukwu should know that, there is another thing in my front. Christ should be formed. Christ has been formed to a level. I should press towards the next mark. Do we understand? And the Lord begin to open our eyes to those things. Say amen. Now, can you greet somebody with warm love and warm answer with good smile? So open your teeth and smile and say, Jesus loves you. You have not done it well, Tell somebody, say, I know Jesus. Look at that person, eyeball to eyeball. Jesus loves you. Amen. Amen. Are we blessed? The cross must not be made of non-effect. It is when you have loved brethren in church like this, it will be easy to tell another person about Jesus in your office. If you don't love brethren in church, you can't remember that this is my seatmate. Did you go to church? Happy Sunday. He will say, happy Sunday back. Me or Lord Church, la no, most soon. Say, Mr. Toba, your face is looking where I said, whoa. Kinto jila no ten tilu. Mo jump mo de lo sun pada. Mr. Toba, a lo church ini. Whoa. Oro church, oremi. It is because Jesus has, if you have plenty water that you have used already in church, you will not go. Just like that. You will go back and think on what Mr. Toba said and ask Holy Ghost, how do I reach to Mr. Toba? How do I reach to Mr. Toba? Even if you're a taxi driver, you can reach out to everybody that sits in front of you. That sits in the driver's seat. Mommy, watch Nigeria. You talk about Nigeria and use Nigeria to enter Jesus. Jesus should not be sitting in you without being used. When water stays in you for too long, it starts stinking. The one that I've been giving to you, start using it. If it's only Jesus love you that you know. Ah, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish. My brother, in this Nigeria, if you are a Nigerian, you are not born again. Perish is raised to power too. Iyawa meji ni. Koye ke yon je iya Nigeria, ke yon tu je iya lon rapad. Abi? Sa, oma lon non le mi o, ah, uluwa she on, ba ole bolon soron last. Yes, because we have many children of God who are woe. They've not talked to God for long. Yes, children of God. Timothy, John, Simon. They have not talked to, they've not seen Jesus for a long time. In this season, your water will become clean. The last thought this morning is that we have believers who like to pollute the water. When we come to church like this, plenty water to wash, Abi. Some believer, they will get there, wash, and then scatter the remaining water. How? What has cleansed them? What they use that cleansed them? They didn't like the process, so they begin to speak evil of that process. And down alone, marriage process in 1 year. Well, mama down. Do you have any sister you like? Go and marry, Jody, we accept. Don't mind their marriage process. You are polluting the water. All those nature, the Lord will rid us of them. One prayer point this morning is, you must have water. Say, I must have water. If you have not born again, you have not accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior at any point, you have plenty, get there, and there is help. That trouble you are carrying is not your own. It's Satan that gave you. When you believe in Jesus, you have now come to the house of plenty water. Eh? And when you are in the house of water, don't be thirsty. Because it's possible to be in the house where there is plenty water and be what? Thirsty and dirty. In this day, we use water. We use water until it becomes spirit. We use water until spirit become blood. Can you begin to pray this morning? You have prayer points already. I don't need to call prayer point for you. Any level you are, you still need more. You need more. You need more. You have not sat on the throne yet. Jesus is not yet reigning 24/7. In your sleep, in your waking up, Jesus can reign. Katalia shivramanagabaya. Eternal Life Embassy Ondo, we receive mercy for much water for cleansing, much water from cleansing, cleansing from filthiness of the flesh, cleansing from filthiness of the spirit. Lord Jesus, Imrela ka, Imrela sa, Imrela ta, Ermene gabante. On Wednesday, Daddy was teaching how married people can wash themselves, how husband can wash wife. Husband should have plenty water to wash his wife. Wife must be able to receive water so children can be clean. When you see children that are not well raised, it's because water is not being used. Water is not being used. We receive mercy. Our homes will be godly homes. Our homes will be godly homes. Our children will grow well. Our togetherness, we gender to cleansing, cleansing. I want you to pray about your friendship with somebody. You are a neighbor with somebody. Lord, help us to cleanse one another. Help us to cleanse one another. Help us to give our feet for cleansing. Help us to wash another's feet. In the name of Jesus, we receive grace for plenty water. We receive grace for much water. In the name of Jesus. And when water comes, help us to receive grace, to receive washing, 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 to be made clean. Over and over and over again. We will not be tired of cleansing. We will not be tired of cleansing. In the name of Jesus, we are helped. 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 In the name of Jesus. Cleanse us, O Lord. Give us a change of hearts. Cleanse us, O Lord. Give us a change of spirits. Cleanse us. Filthiness, filthiness. Many kind of filthiness. Cleanse Jesus. That sin will no longer reign over us. That sin will no longer reign over us. In the name of Jesus, we are helped, Lord Jesus. I want us to pray for ourselves. I have a witness in my heart. There are some disease or some sickness that you have today because of some sin nature. As the Lord is cleansing your soul, let those diseases fall away. Let those sicknesses disappear. In the name of Jesus. Those are the legal ground for Satan to afflict you. To afflict you. To afflict you. We are delivered. We are delivered. We are delivered. In the name of Jesus. We receive mercy. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Lord, thank you for deliverances. Thank you for deliverances. Thank you for supply. Supply from your very heart. We say we prosper. As our pastor prayed earlier, we prosper spirit, soul, and body. We prosper spirit, soul, and body. Every lack that we have trusted Jesus for. Every situation that we have called out to the Lord for help, in this week they receive answer. I said they receive answer. Every way the enemy has shut us out of the supply of God's grace, we receive liberty in the name of Jesus. We are liberated in the spirit in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In this week, we have all that we need for life and godliness. In this week, we do not borrow to feed. We do not borrow to be clothed. We do not borrow for our daily supply. We have to give. Oh, Maneka, we have to give. We have to supply to our brother, to our sister, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray that the troubles that has been released on Nigeria in this season, we do not partake of it. The troubles of banditry, kidnapping is not our portion, in the name of Jesus. Our going out is kept, our coming in is preserved. Our life is precious in the sight of God. All our pregnant sisters are kept. All our pregnant sisters, they come to delivery safely. Our babies in the womb are kept in the name of Jesus. We lose nobody this week. In this, the many part of this month, we are kept and preserved in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. What do we say together? Can we bless Jesus with a clap? Do it very well. Do it very well. Hallelujah. Amen.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.